The GIST for rescuing the metabolic problems in ME/CFS and long COVID, the LOLA possibility. It's so good to see the muscles getting more research in chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS. Rob West's recent long COVID study exploring the effects of exercise on the muscles reaped dividends, and right on the heels of that, we have a very different dive into the muscles. And this one even suggested a treatment possibility. Note that both these studies were largely funded by patient organizations. West's study by the Solve ME Initiative, and the Patient-Led Research Collaborative for Long COVID, and the Xiao Co-Led Study, below, by the Open Medicine Foundation. Exploring and opening up ground in new topics is what patient organizations do best. They play a crucial role in ME/CFS research. The study titled Systems Modeling Reveals Shared Metabolic Dysregulation and Novel Therapeutic Treatments in ME/CFS and Long COVID, co-led by the Open Medicine Foundation's Wenzhong Xiao, employed advanced analytic techniques to explore what's going on in the muscles. The researchers integrated gene expression, proteins, and kinetome data to predict the metabolic networks at play in the muscles of people with ME/CFS. Those networks work together to produce energy and the essential building blocks of the body, proteins, fats, nucleic acids, and some carbohydrates. If something is awry with energy production, it may very well show up in our metabolic studies, and these kinds of studies have indeed proven invaluable in ME/CFS. The findings highlighted six metabolic pathways, the most prominent of which was a downregulation of the alanine and aspartate metabolism pathway. A comparative analysis of Rob West's long COVID muscle study concurred with the results of the ME/CFS study. They concluded that, quote, a fundamental disruption in amino acid metabolism and energy metabolism, end quote, involving, in particular, the breakdown and conversion of alanine and aspartate has occurred in both ME/CFS and long COVID. The low alanine finding had a startling tie-in with both ME/CFS and long COVID. Alanine plays a key role in getting rid of ammonia, and studies suggest that ammonia, a byproduct of anaerobic energy production, may be building up in the bodies of ME/CFS patients and causing fatigue, brain fog, etc. The authors propose that using the L-orthinine plus L-aspartate or LOLA, LOLA, supplement regimen could potentially rescue the metabolic changes observed in ME/CFS patients. LOLA is a supplement combination that is readily available and has been used for decades to reduce ammonia levels in people with liver problems. That's intriguing, given that some researchers believe the liver is involved in ME/CFS. See Califatis recovery story. Link in the text version of the GIST. Note that the authors do not suggest that L-alanine and L-ornithine supplementation will cure ME/CFS. They suggest that doing so could potentially mitigate some of the core symptoms, i.e. make less severe some of the core symptoms. L-aspartate has been used to increase endurance and reduce fatigue. It has also been shown to decrease lactate and increase fatty acid oxidation, which appears to be impaired in ME/CFS. It may also be able to increase nitric oxide levels, improve blood flows, and reduce ammonia levels. L-ornithine helps eliminate ammonia and fatigue-causing metabolites in the muscles. Given the current interest in oxaloacetate in ME/CFS and long COVID, L-aspartate, interestingly, is converted into oxaloacetate outside the mitochondria, and once inside the mitochondria, oxaloacetate is converted back into aspartate. One wonders if using LOLA in combination with oxaloacetate could be helpful. In conclusion, the study was too small, 25 ME/CFS patients, for us to assume that it was representative. But the fact that its core findings were validated in separate tests within the ME/CFS group and then in the long COVID group suggests that it might very well have legs. LOLA's known ability to remove ammonia, possibly improve endurance and blood flows and liver functioning as well, and its connection to oxaloacetate makes it an intriguing substance indeed. Congratulations to the Open Medicine Foundation for helping to fund this study.